I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Some patchy drizzle early today, but a mostly cloudy sky throughout the day. Look for a high near 50 degrees with a light north wind. The newly appointed Inspector General for the Illinois General Assembly wants to help restore the public trust after complaints of sexual harassment against state lawmakers and others sat idle for more than a year. Julie Porter told the Associated Press that she believes she can make a difference. The part-time inspector general reviews ethics complaints against lawmakers and staff members. The 45-year-old will serve in the post until June. She's a former U.S. Assistant U.S. attorney who prosecuted public corruption and child exploitation and now has a private legal firm. Lawmakers scrambled to fill that position over the weekend after it sat vacant for 2 years. It followed testimony by activist Denise Rothheimer that nothing had been done on her year-old accusation that Senator Ira Silverstein harassed her last year. Silverstein denies that claim. Meanwhile, the policy director for the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, Colin Williams, says the old saying, "It takes a village," is true. People need to come together to prevent harassment. He says it may be hard, but people need to speak up when they see others being harassed as well, even if what's being said or done is only on the borderline of being inappropriate.
Even reaching out to someone and asking, "Hey, did you feel uncomfortable when he made that comment to you?" Some of the problem that we see isn't these extreme cases of an abuse of power, but it's these borderline situations where the person being targeted feels uncomfortable.
Senate President John Cullerton says a professionally led sexual harassment awareness training seminar is going on this week. The 5th District Appellate Court in Mount Vernon has ruled Governor Bruce Rauner's administration should be paying unionized state workers their scheduled increases as promised by contract. Yesterday's opinion overturns an Illinois Labor Relations Board decision. That decision upheld action in July of 2015 by the Republican governor's administration to halt pay schedule step increases while negotiating the new contract with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees State Council. The court agreed with AFSCME that the decision was erroneous because neither side negotiating the contract can make unilateral changes in employment conditions. There's still no contract agreement. Rauner spokeswoman Patty Hsu says Rauner's staff members are reviewing the matter as it returns to the Labor Board for further action. The new executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale is a familiar face. The organization's board of directors says Tina Carpenter will take over leadership. She served as program director for the last 7 years. Carpenter takes over for Randy Osborne, who left the BGCC earlier this year. The club serves more than 1,000 members, with more than 300 attending programs each day.